You know, I had a whole bunch of stuff prepared, and my phone is garbage. Okay, my phone is garbage, but I have chargers. Well, some of them might have to do that. I buy my chargers at the Armenian dollar store. Out here in California, every dollar store is a 99-cent store. They not a dollar, 99-cent store. And they're all owned and ran by the Chinese or Koreans, an Asian. Except one out here in Glendale, because Glendale is the Armenian capital of the world. We have a dollar store, and it's a dollar store. It's not 99 cents. It's a dollar. And they're all Armenians. Like, the workers are Armenian. The owners are Armenian. You see them come up in like a station wagon or like a truck full of products. And, hello, my friend. How are you? How are you, my friend? I got a deal for you, my friend. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Let me buy another dollar phone charge that'll break in a week. So it's my fault. But I got a bunch of stories trapped in my phone. I feel like the FBI. I need my phone open. Apple. You guys see Apple today? There's protests going on, but not protests like you would think. Not good protests. You know, not like you know, bra burning protests from the 60s with the women. No. They're supporters, okay? They're supporters of Apple that feel they're doing the right thing by refusing to comply with a federal judge's order to open a terrorist's phone. So you got people that are in front of a bunch of iPhone stores saying, yay, you're doing the right thing. Help those terrorists. Yay. It's amazing. So it's happening. I don't know how many iPhone stores. I don't know how many that's happened. Maybe it's only two. Maybe it's only three. But in San Francisco, there's some rallies going on. And a couple other states have these little protest support groups, I guess you could call them. So we'll see what happens there. I think it's still just insane. I think it's insane that Apple is doing this. I really do. I just think it's insane. Absolutely insane. Why this fight for terrorists' phone? Seriously, what? We did a bit on this. We did a bit on this called Tim Cook, the terrorist sympathizer. But I just still don't understand why. Well, I don't understand why people actually support Apple in this. In this fight, I really don't. I really don't know why people support Apple in this protection of terrorists. You know, I could see if we were talking about drug dealers. I know it sounds like, whoa, wait. So it's all right. Well, hear me out. I can understand if we're talking about drug dealers, American drug dealers, American bank robbers. The list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. I can understand that. I can understand the concept of, hey, you know, this whole fight to hack, Americans who may or may not have been accused of a crime. Maybe they're going through a trial. There's due process. There's protections that the American people are afforded. I would get that. I would actually understand that. I would have a lot of questions. I would want to know the circumstances. But this is a case that is not anywhere in the same ball field as an American drug dealer, as, whoever. I don't know. I don't want to sound like the guy, the governor of, New Hampshire, when he's talking about the drug dealers and he's making up names. Bugaloo Brown and whatever. John Smith. Whatever. We know the situation in San Bernardino. We know they're terrorists. We know they murdered people. We know they are guilty. We watched a shootout on television. I mean, these are things that we know. We know that she is from Pakistan. We know that she lived in Saudi Arabia. We know she was radicalized. We know she sent messages pledging her allegiance to ISIS. We know all of these things. So the whole protecting Americans and due process and et cetera, it doesn't work in this situation. It doesn't work in this situation. Said before, you get the information, you give the FBI what's on the what's on the phone, put it on a hard drive, and you get to them. That's it. The notion to have this hard line stance, either the side, is ridiculous. And you know this is just a PR move on Apple. You know this is Apple saying to the millions and millions of customers, look, we have your back. Our phones are the most secure. Our phones are the most private, and we will never, ever, even if you're a terrorist, let the federal government look in your phone. So that's why you need to keep buying our products, even though we don't create new products anymore. We just keep upgrading the same products over and over and over because our founder, our creator, died, and he was the one that invented everything, and I'm just an incompetent executive named Tim Cook. But hey, this will keep us at the forefront of all of you buying our stuff because we have the most secure phones. I mean, that's what this is about. I mean, let's face it. What's the newest Apple product? The iPhone 9? The iPod, supercharged, it's the same products. Once Steve Jobs died, the creation died. All the products that we have now were created by Steve Jobs. Even that watch was a creation of Steve Jobs. All they do is upgrade. Oh, we're going to make the iPhone bigger. We're going to make the screen bigger. We're going to make it a better processor. We're going to make the pictures better. So this is just a PR stunt. This is just a PR stunt. It gives them a ton of publicity, free publicity. It shows that they're fighting for their customers, even the terrorists, and then everybody can feel warm and fuzzy inside. That's all it is. It's insane. It's insane. Insane. So that's going on. And we'll see again where this is going to go. Like I said, all they had to do was put the information on a hard drive and give it to the government. And then if the government said, whoa, wait a minute. We want a code that will crack all the phones everywhere because we got a bunch of phones sitting in our office that we can't crack, and we want to use that code to crack it. Then you have a PR machine. Then you have people protesting. Then you say, hey, wait a minute, federal government. You don't just want to break into the terrorist phone. You want that technology so you could break into everybody's phone. Shame on you. You're bad. Naughty, naughty boys. That would have been the logical maneuver. Oh, you need to get in that phone, FBI? Yeah, no problem. Give us a week. Here you go. That's all the information. What do you mean? We're not going to give you the code. We're not going to give you code. We just cracked the phone for you. That's all the information. Oh, you want the code for what? Well, you want to be able. Well, that wasn't the deal. You just want to get on that. Simple done. And now the FBI has come out and said, hey, we don't want encryption code. We don't want any of that. We just want to know what's on the phone. End of story. And once the FBI did that, game over for Apple. Game over.